So let me ask you a question. What if you could have seen Jesus? I mean, literally saw him. Not the images that we see, not the pictures, the paintings, or the statues, but really him, really his faith. Would you have been amazed by his features, by his stature? You know, we live in a culture that places a lot of emphasis on the way something or someone looks and how it's presented. Notice how advertisers will pay great attention so that every detail is just right so that their product looks the most appealing. The pictures on the screen and on the page are presented to appeal to our impressions of beauty. And people are no different. We are drawn to what is considered beauty according to our social norms. Some researchers have even used mathematics to calculate the facial shapes and designs to determine what we seem to feel is the most attractive by mapping those facial shapes. Would Jesus fit the profile of our society's perceptions? Did he have the features that would make someone at least take a second look, a second glance, or even begin to start there out of marvel? Scriptures paint a different picture for us of Jesus. Isaiah 53 says he had no stately form or majesty that might catch our attention, no special appearance that we should follow him. He goes on to say he was despised and rejected by people, one who experienced pain and was acquainted with illness. People hid their faces from him. He was despised, and we considered him insignificant. Jesus would not have been, probably, someone who you would call ruggedly good-looking. He would not have been cast as a leading man. Probably would not have made a cover photo. Many people in our society have been immortalized by photographs of them performing their greatest feats or giving a moving speech. And what if there was a photo of Jesus doing his best work? Would you want to look at it? Probably not. The prophets predicted his appearance. Isaiah 1:6 says that from the soles of your feet to your head, there is no spot that is unharmed. There are only bruises and cuts and open wounds. They have not been cleansed or bandaged, nor have they been treated with olive oil. And Isaiah 52 says this, he was so disfigured, he no longer looked like a man. His form was so marred, he no longer looked human. So now he will startle the nation. When Jesus was paying the price for our sins, his appearance was at its worst. Nothing about it was appealing to the eye. The results of sin had totally disfigured him. But to those of us who have been redeemed, we realize that that horrific sight was how we looked to God in our sin. Jesus, however, knew what beauty is. And he made us in his beauty by redeeming us from our sin. And so as we come to remember today his sacrifice for us, may we truly see the beauty of Jesus. Father, I just want to thank you and praise you and worship you for what you did throughout history to bring Jesus before us. And Father, what he went through, what he endured, and what he suffered, Father, on my behalf, on our behalf. Father, as we sang, we request a clean heart, Father. Renew a right spirit within us. And so, Father, as we remember and as we partake of these emblems today, May we see Jesus' beauty. Father, we know that his body was marred and disfigured in such a horrific way. But Father, it was a beautiful sight of sacrifice. And so Father, as we maybe cannot put an image in our face of what Jesus' face, or in our minds, what Jesus' face really looked like, we see his beauty in what he has done. And so Father, may his beauty shine through us. Father, we ask all these things in his holy name, in the name of Jesus.